Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Hello, at the end of the year, I will be graduating with a BS in cybersecurity / information assurance from Western Governors University. WGU is a fully accredited university, but as a transfer student, I learned that WGU operates on a pass-fail system, so most postgraduate institutions equate the UGPA as a 3.0.
Wow.
That's not really the question, right? The question is actually how LSAC equates your UGPA.
That is the question.
Do you or do you not have an LSAC GPA? So you're going to have to sign up for the Credential Assembly Service, have your transcripts uploaded, and then you'll find out. I don't know. Are you trying to research it, Ben?
Yeah.
Western Governors University, LSAC, GPA.
Well, I was just sometimes I feel like I've read on LSAC.org how they deal with pass-fail.
Oh, LSAC just has a policy potentially about pass-fail grading?
Yeah.
You did have a GPA, by the way, from those... I mean, it could be that your community college transfer credits are going to give you a GPA, because this is going to be part GPA and part pass-fail, it sounds like.
Okay, this is what I'll just read this. So it says passing grades from systems of one or two passing grades, for example, pass-fail or satisfactory, unsatisfactory, credit, no credit, or whatever.
Yeah.
And those for which conversion rules cannot be formulated, including courses for which a transcript gives only narratives or descriptions. End of sentence. Credits for the work in these courses are totaled and reported separately as unconverted credits. The only exception to this policy is for a reported grade below C minus from a two passing grade grading system. Okay, so I guess apparently some systems out there have credit D and then fail, but we're not talking about that.
No.
All right, so sound, well, at least according to this paragraph, which has a fragment of a sentence in it, these are reported as unconverted credits.
Which means nothing.
Yeah.
So not a 3.0.
So then you go back to the other, so this, wait, this correspondent had a grade somewhere else?
Well, it says that they were a transfer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Transfer student. Okay. So those grades would probably maybe make up your GPA.
Maybe you just you're going to have to find out. You got to sign up for the Credential Assembly Service. That's a couple $100. Get all your transcripts uploaded, and then LSAC will tell you whether you have a reportable GPA or not. If you don't have a reportable GPA, I don't think you need to be thinking about 3.0 or any other specific number. I think you just don't have a reportable GPA. So the schools are probably going to just ignore that, and they're going to only rely on your LSAT for your admissions case. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only the LSAT, but mostly the LSAT
and
a smidgen of all your other whatever you've got.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, Anonymous continues, I plan to take the LSAT February 9th, 2024. What?
When did you
looking at a test a year out. My God. Why?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Do practice tests instead. When your practice tests get where you want them to be, then consider signing up for an official test. Don't have a year-long LSAT prep program. That's crazy. I've been gradually immersing, and hope to gain a full scholarship offer from Loyola Marymount Law School's evening program. And we have a link here to the 509 report.
Okay.
I've been gradually immersing myself in all things LSAT and law school. I plan to start studying in June for at least 2 hours per day, every day, using two prep systems. Weekdays, using Anonymous, inaptly named program.
Yeah.
And weekends, LSAT Demon, so that I can really take advantage of the drilling feature.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to stop you right there, Anonymous. You should pick. If you're going to do Anonymous, go do Anonymous. It's not as good as ours. But don't do that and do ours. If you're going to do us, just do us. We're going to save you money. We're going to save you time. We're going to improve your score more. So I hope you will choose us. But don't do both. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not to say we don't want refugees. If you've already paid money for Anonymous inaptly named LSAT program, you might be able to get a refund from them. Or if it's, if you can't get a refund, you might just have to walk away from it as a sunk cost. Yeah. You know, your time is your most valuable resource. So he goes on and says, with 8 to 9 months of dedicated daily studying, parentheses, 500 to 600 hours total, do you think that will be enough preparation to land between a 170 and a 175 plus LSAT score? I don't fucking know. Do we even have a diagnostic?
I don't think we do. We don't know where you're at.
You know, it's
too much time if you have a 160 right now.
Yeah, right. Right. If you start in the high 150s or in the 160s, then you're not going to need nearly that much time probably to break into the 170s. If you start at a 135, you might never break into the 170s. You know, only like what, 2-3% of the population gets into the 170s.
Yeah. Yeah.
3-4% maybe these days with a little inflation. I don't know, but I hate your overarching plan. I do not like it at all. I think you should do LSAT Demon and you should give us 1 hour a day starting as soon as you're ready. And we might get you to an official LSAT a hell of a lot sooner than February of 2024. We're also going to coach you through taking it multiple times so that you can take advantage of the fact that law schools, including LMU, only care about your highest LSAT score. It goes on into some statsturbation here. Do we think that LMU is going to be willing? I think the question ultimately is, should LMU give a scholarship to this person with no GPA, presumably? Maybe, though, a community college GPA that we have no idea whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
You could have a 4.0, which would be hilarious.
Yeah.
You could also have a 2.0, which would be less hilarious. Okay. Does LMU give scholarships in the part-time program? That's my next question. They
do. Yep. I looked at the 509.
Okay. Down at the bottom of the third page. Top of the third page.
Yep. So let's talk about some numbers here. It's kind of interesting, actually. So half to full tuition in the full-time. In the full-time program is 42%. Half to full tuition in the part-time program is only 34%. And it looks like generally they're less inclined to give scholarships to people in the part-time program. That said, more than full is 1% in the full-time program and 4% in the part-time program. Maybe that's because of GI Bill. It's a small change, but
I don't know. 7 out of 180. Yeah, it's still a pretty small sliver to shoot for.
Yeah.
You would definitely need an LSAT above their median, at least. Mm-hmm. Their median for the part-time program is 159. Their 75th percentile for the part-time program is 163.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible that even a 180 would not get you a full ride at this school. They just don't give very many full rides, apparently. But close to full, who knows? Yeah.
I'm not sure why this correspondent is so focused on this school. I mean, everybody has their reasons, but ideally you're just not.
That is oddly specific. Cause I don't even think LMU is on the west side. The Loyola Marymount proper is in a very beautiful spot, on the ocean right next to LAX. It's like, great. If you can live on the west side of LA. But the law school itself, 919 Albany Street, Los Angeles, that's downtownish, adjacent to K-Town and USC and Southwestern Law School.
This person is also hoping to get into the 170s, which is way beyond.
Yeah.
Marymount's 75th percentile.
LA's weird because it has like two pretty great law schools and then two okay law schools.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly like region, there's like big gap is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, UCLA and then USC are both like premier. And then everything else in Los Angeles is Loyola Marymount and Southwestern. And they're like okay, but they're decidedly regional schools.
Yeah.
So it is kind of, I wonder why you're looking only at Loyola particularly. And do you know that the campus is not on the ocean, but it's downtown? Anything else for Anonymous?
Yeah, I do want to talk a little bit about the fact that we always talk about the most important factors are your GPA and your LSAT. And I do like that this correspondent is focusing on those two things. We're talking about LSAT, we're talking about GPA. But because we understand so well how those things have such an outsized impact on your application, I'm constantly asking myself in other domains, what is the one or two things? What are the one or two things in this area that are going to have an outsized impact on my results? Right? It's the Pareto principle, 20-40, whatever, or 80-20, whatever it is, right? There's something, even though a bunch of things can have an impact, there's something that's going to have a big impact, and it's what you want to focus your energy on, because everything else can become a distraction, even though in theory, all things being equal, they might be helpful. The reason I'm thinking about that is this person has planned out all this stuff, right? Oh, I'm going to do two courses. I'm going to do 2 hours a day. I'm going to do this for the next year. Oh, by the way, that's 500 to 600 hours. These are all things that are a distraction, right? So I want Anonymous to come back to just doing a question on the LSAT and then reviewing it. That, doing an official question and then reviewing it and understanding it, those are the two things that are going to have an outsized impact on your progress on the LSAT. Nothing else matters, even if they have marginal benefit, because they end up becoming a distraction and they pull you away from the things that actually have a huge impact. That was a long story, but the point is...
Yeah, you don't need belt and suspenders here with the other prep program and the demon. Figure out which one of those plan is going to help you the most.
2 hours a day, every day.
Yeah.
All this stuff. I just feel like it's mental overload. Just sit down and do a question and then review it and understand it. And
that's what
that
the
again.
Demon's built for. I mean, the demon's going to navigate itself to your weaknesses. It's going to fix your problems one question at a time. And it's just better than any other program available.
Yeah.
I really don't want to be a commercial, but we have the goods. And so I would encourage you to just trust us. We appreciate you writing in and getting our advice. If you're going to trust us, just go ahead and trust us the rest of the way, because we're going to make this easier for you.
Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.